Good morning. Today is March 6, 2026, and this is your Monex USA Daily Market Update. Let's start with the US dollar, which is trading in stronger territory and has climbed to its best overall value since January 9. This week alone, the dollar has gained roughly 1.2%, according to the Bloomberg Dollar Spot Index. Much of the story behind this strength comes from developments in the global energy market and escalating geopolitical tensions. The month of March has been defined by rising conflict, particularly surrounding the Strait of Hormuz, one of the most strategically important shipping routes in the world. Roughly one quarter of global energy supplies passes through this narrow corridor. As fighting intensifies in the region, shipments of oil, fertilizer, and other key raw materials are facing disruptions. Markets are responding accordingly, and the result is higher energy prices and stronger demand for the US dollar. This dynamic is often referred to as the petrodollar effect. Because petroleum is primarily priced and traded in dollars, rising oil prices require countries and companies to acquire more dollars to complete transactions. As energy costs climb, the demand for dollars naturally increases as well. We are seeing this play out clearly in the oil market. West Texas Intermediate crude has now risen above $86 per barrel, marking its highest level since 2024. Turning to the U.S. labor market, today's release of the non-farm payrolls report delivered a notable surprise. Instead of the expected job growth, the report showed a contraction in employment. February payrolls declined by 92,000 jobs, compared with expectations for an increase of roughly 55,000. The rest of the employment report also showed signs of softness. The unemployment rate moved higher, rising from 4.3% to 4.4%. Despite the disappointing data, the foreign exchange market reaction has been somewhat limited so far, with mixed directional moves across currencies. Looking abroad, the euro has weakened this week and is now trading around its lowest levels since late November, around the Thanksgiving period. Higher oil prices are creating additional challenges for the eurozone economy. With Brent crude climbing, policymakers are increasingly concerned not only about inflation pressures but also about slowing economic growth. Earlier today, the eurozone released its fourth quarter gross domestic product figures, showing growth of 0.2%, slightly below the 0.3% economists had expected. If the current geopolitical conflict continues, the region could face a two-front energy squeeze, with supply pressures tied to both the Russia and Ukraine situation, as well as rising tensions involving Iran. Meanwhile, the Mexican peso has also weakened alongside many emerging market currencies. The peso is now trading near its softest levels against the US dollar since January 13. As uncertainty surrounding the Middle East persists, emerging and developing economies may face a more complicated landscape, particularly when it comes to energy trade and pricing. That said, markets are also watching for potential diplomatic progress. There have been reports that several parties may be exploring ceasefire discussions or negotiated agreements. Should tensions ease, we could see a recovery rally across risk-sensitive currencies and emerging markets. For now, however, the dominant theme in global currency markets is the renewed strength of the US dollar, which is experiencing a period of appreciation after an extended stretch of weakness that had not been seen in decades. That's it for today's market update. Be sure to tune back in next time to stay up to date with the market moves that impact your business bottom line. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.